Be Sport, Beacam FM. From live coverage of rowing at May Bumps to the football and rugby varsity matches, here's a selection of Cam FM 97.2's sport highlights from the past year.
Cold December afternoon. It's 2:30, which of course means it is time for kickoff on the 133rd varsity rugby match.
It's going to be a great spectacle here at Twickenham for the 133rd varsity match. Oxford starting from right to left as we look at it, and they will kick off.
Yeah, with the pack massing on the left hand side of the pitch.
Yeah.
If you could place a penalty kick, it may well be there, just outside of the 22.
I think unconventional style.
It is. I'm sure you can hear from the Cambridge fans there. 3 points for Cambridge, meaning the score is Oxford 7, Cambridge 3.
Hello, you're joining us at the Arc Hostings Abbey Stadium in Cambridge. We're here for the men's varsity football match 2015.
Meneg not sure how to deal with that at centre back. And here we've got a break on. The Cambridge number 10 is through, surely.
It is Daniel.
That is Daniel Ford for Cambridge. And that is
brilliant
against the rule of play, absolutely.
But they've just done something. They've just nicked it off Oxford, who have just delayed a little bit too much. And they've just been composed. Put that through ball, take a little step, draw the centre back in, and Dan Ford has pushed, wasn't a great pass, I'm not going to lie, he pushed it a bit too forward, but Dan Ford has brilliantly chipped that over the keeper into the far corner.
Dan Ford with a very composed finish there to make it Cambridge 1, Oxford 0 here at the Arc Hostings Stadium. And the Cambridge crowd are very jubilant here, as they should be. Not a
Mr.
Chairman.
The crowd have gone very quiet in front of us as well.
It's now two penalties each. Pederbeck's freeze with the shortest run-up of the lot so far, and possibly the least convincing penalty. It was sort of straight down the middle, really, but Warren went the wrong way down low to his right. Yeah. Daniel Ford, oh, he skies it! He skied it over the crossbar, and he didn't look convincing. He tried to dummy, and he just skied it over the crossbar.
He's just, yeah, it looks as though he was just laid back. He was stood back a little bit there as he made contact with the ball.
As Michael Manek, the centre-back for Oxford, steps up now with a long, straight run-up on his right foot. Oh, but saved easily by Henry Warren. He absolutely scuffed that down the middle. Henry Warren gets down low easily to his right.
An interesting run-up. Should have just nailed that home hard, just rather than concern yourself.
And welcome back to Lords, where we are in the break between innings for the men's varsity match.
Morton Mountain, that's another one that's fair. Oh, they've got him caught behind. That was a wide ball, quite high, but he went for a swipe at it, and it looks like he might have got bottom edge on that one.
I think feathered a little bit of bottom edge on it, and it's gone through to the keeper, and he has been caught behind, which is a great shame for Alice. So he's gone
second
for a duck.
Ball of the day, and that is a lonely walk back. I mean, the crowds haven't even really taken up their seats yet.
As Marsden is in again, and that is cut, and that has made it past the infield.
There's a chase on here chasing backward point boundary.
That backward point field at deep backward point seems to be in completely the wrong place. We've now had two fours in successive balls that have gone either side of him.
Everyone's in their boats. The umpires are down there. And we've had the four-minute cannon, which means we can now join Riverside and our team of Tim, Joe and Elliot.
They may well catch Claire here. Beyond, behind Corpus, though, still working on King. As Jesus pulling a long way down towards the plough. And Cats and Cats have crashed into the Darwin boat on the riverbank. Absolute chaos. We've had a bit of chaos there. St. Cat's boat is now extricating itself from the Darwin boat on the bank. All sorts of problems. Someone in the water being heaved out.
And there is some action going on between Claire and Queen. Jesus closing it down to a canvas, and Peter House looking very, very flustered as they go into the corner. There's a very strong Peter House contingent close to me here, and they're really, really shouting to their crew as they go through. Over to you at Goodson Corner, Joe.
Talking about strong contingent, Dublin Keys have come out in absolute force to support their college. They are desperate. There is a huge crowd cheering on Keys past this and corner going into the long reach. these are hunting down in W1 out onto the long reach, and I think they have actually closed that gap somewhat. There may just be a length in it now.
And I'd just like to thank all the commentators that have been commentating, including today. So well done to you guys, and well done to everybody that's been involved in producing the bumps this time around.
Now's your chance to be a part of Cambridge University and Anglia Ruskin's vibrant student radio station. Be Sport. Be Cam FM.